Hello, and welcome to another holiday edition of 21 and Up. I'm Amy.
And I'm Destiny.
And happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, today, as of Tuesday, December 12th, it is the first day of Hanukkah.
Yay! That's right, right? Let me check my email. Yeah, Hanukkah begins
this evening.
Wouldn't
it also be the first day of the 12 days of Christmas? Or would that be tomorrow? I don't know people that actually, like, do that, but on, like, ABC, they have 12 days of Christmas? Like, the movies?
I thought they just did 25 days of Christmas.
Oh, maybe it is 25.
Well, I mean, 12 days of Christmas, two turtle doves, like, all that stuff.
I'm thinking of the song, yeah.
Yeah, so that probably was a thing, and now it's just Christmas all month.
Lovely.
Whether you do Christmas or not, it's Christmas.
I still haven't put up my tree yet. It's still in the back of my car. It's been in the back of my car for, like, 2 weeks.
Do you need help?
No, I'm just lazy. And now I feel like it's to the point, like, if I don't set it up today, it's pointless. Like, just don't even set it up.
No. But how is Santa going to find you? How is he going to put it? Where is he going to put the presents?
Well, I don't even have a chimney. I live in an apartment, so I'm screwed. But I don't have, like, a ton of room because we moved into a bigger apartment, but somehow we have less space for the tree.
It's all about the corners.
Yeah. We don't have as many corners. And so, like, we're kind of having to move stuff around. And I don't know. We'll see if I put it up or not.
You can replace your bed with it and just sleep.
I know. I was like, maybe we just put it in the room. But then there's no point because nobody will see it.
You know? I don't know.
But how was your weekend? You ran a half marathon.
I did. And I think I injured my foot. But it's fine. It was really fun, and I beat my time for my last one, so.
Do they, like, not score you, but do you come in, like, a place?
I ran the Dallas Half Marathon, and I looked up my time, my tracking, where to go. Okay, well, the page refreshed, and now I can't. Oh, there it is. So, my place, it was something like the 1300th or something. Yeah, my overall place. Sorry, we can edit all this stuff. Yeah. My overall place is 1,357th. Woo!
Oh my God, there was that many people there?
There's so many people.
Jeez. Like,
it was a huge, huge race. But you know, that's good.
I saw the lady that won the marathon, like, the video of her, and she was, like, collapsing at the finish line.
But she broke the record for, like, the woman.
Oh, really?
At least for that race, she broke the woman's marathon time by, like, 3 minutes, which is a huge.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but she, like, collapsed 15 feet before the finish, and, like, a high schooler who was doing the marathon relay, like, helped her walk across. And
it was so sweet. Yeah. But that would be me collapsing after, like, the first mile.
I thought about it. I crossed the finish line, and they had a wheelchair sitting there in case of emergencies like that. And I was about to just be like, okay, take me.
Gee, I could not imagine running 13 miles. I think the most I've ran is maybe 3 miles.
That's a good place
to start.
I'm not
a runner.
You know, I had a friend who started, she could barely run 3 miles, and then she did a whole half. And she trained in, like, 2 or 3 months.
I just don't enjoy running.
That's also fair.
I feel like training for that sucks because you just literally just have to run.
Yeah.
And build up your endurance, right?
Yeah, but you don't have to run more than, like, 8 miles when you're training.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, saying it out loud, it kind of sucks.
Well, kudos to you for doing that. I will never be in a half marathon.
But you're a fit girly now with your new gym membership.
I feel healthier already. I joined a gym yesterday.
Have you gone yet?
No.
Okay, there it is.
I was supposed to go to my personal trainer. Oh, I'm still going tomorrow at 5. Ooh. So we'll see how that goes.
AM or PM?
PM. Jeez, not AM. She was, like, showing me all the classes yesterday, and a lot of them started, like, you know, 5 and 6 a.m., and she's like, oh, these are great classes. It's a little early. And I was like, girl, like, no, I will not be here before 12.
Thank
Let's
you.
Just get that out of the way.
Well, what's interesting about this job that we've had at the radio show is, like, we get here at 6 a.m. and I'll have friends be like, oh, come to this workout class with me. It starts at 6:30. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm at work at that time.
It is. I never realized that how not much of a morning person I was.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I can get up at like, I feel like 7 is a good time for me to get up and I'm feeling good. Before 7, it is rough. Like, I maybe have showered 3 times before. I've come to work here before.
Yeah, I showered the night before, and I still feel kind of gross.
Yeah.
But no one sees me.
I feel like I get in this cycle where I shower at like 5 or 6 in the afternoon because I get home from the radio station.
Yeah.
I feel gross, so I shower earlier than like right before bed.
Yeah.
But then I just keep feeling gross the next day. It's a vicious cycle to get into.
No, I kind of do that too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm not alone.
Hashtag dirty girls for life.
Hashtag dirty girls. Hashtag fit girls. Since we're so fit and flirty and fun right now, we have some holiday fitness tips to keep you looking great this holiday season. If you couldn't tell by the tone of my voice, these may or may not actually be helpful. More like, may not. So, first tip. We all know that decorating gingerbread houses is a lot of fun and festive, but all that sugar, it's too tempting. Just forget the gingerbread. Your party will be just as festive if you use rice cakes, way low-cal, like no sugar. It's practically cardboard, and you can decorate your healthy house with almond butter and raisins and carrots.
You can add some like celery in there.
Yes, as the trees. It'll look very natural, ugh, and their Santa's reindeer will love it.
That sounds terrible.
I'm just saying, and then you're not even tempted to eat the house. And if you are tempted, it's like basically a salad.
Ew, with rice cakes.
Yeah. It's going to be so great. You're going to look and feel fantastic.
Well, I cannot wait to see your rice cake gingerbread, non-gingerbread house.
If anyone makes it, post it online and tag us because I need to see it. Honestly, I might do it.
Please do.
I will. Just like we all need to watch our figure, so does Santa. You know that the belt loops only go so far, buddy. So this season, try, you know, replacing your regular milk with a cashew milk or almond milk alternative. It's only about 60 calories per cup, so it's really good for you. And then a gluten-free, low to no sugar cookie. If the more brick-like the consistency, the better.
Do you ever wonder how they get the milk out of a nut? How do they milk nuts? Because I want to know. I really need to look up that process.
You just squeeze it real hard.
Like, I can kind of understand getting, like, you know, sunflower seed oil. Or is it sunflower oil? Sunflower seed oil? Sometimes they get oil out of nuts. Like,
yeah.
Coconut
okay, did you
oil?
Know... I learned this in my class. This is why school is cool, kids. Cashews are like legit poisonous if they're raw.
Really?
Like the oil and the shell of the cashew, it like can cause like a rash and hives on your face. And if you eat it, you can die. So even if you are buying raw cashews at the store, you think it's raw. They've already been like cooked a little bit or else you will literally like die from eating cashews. Oh my God.
Wow.
Frightening, right? I don't want to. So maybe don't feed Santa cashew milk if I've just scared you from cashews.
I don't know if I've ever seen cashew milk.
I think that Nick, producer Nick, drinks it in his cereal.
I drink, it's like coconut milk.
Yeah.
Well, they have a coconut milk and almond milk mixed in one.
Mm.
It's pretty good because like almond milk is really thick and it's kind of chunky. It's okay. It's not the best. But then coconut milk sometimes is too watery. So I feel like a mix of the two is really good.
I will try that.
That's an actual tip.
Tip
from me.
I don't know what you're talking about. My tips are real live tips. Actually, real one that I have done. So, you know, say it's your Christmas feast. You went all out. Like, no worries. It happens to the best of us. You want to get some motivation to get looking good again. Just go up into your closet. You're at your parents' house. Put on your high school prom dress. See if it still fits. You feel great about yourself. I literally did that my freshman year of college because I ate so much at Thanksgiving that I thought surely I had gained 2 sizes.
That's so funny. Yeah. You know what's funny? I still have all my prom dresses.
Me too. Oh, actually, I gave some of them to charity.
Oh, I need to give mine away. I just have been really lazy. But now they're like kind of ugly.
Right?
So I don't think anybody wants them.
It's better. Okay, but if you can't have a prom dress, it's better to have maybe a little out of style one than no prom dress.
I guess. I probably just need to give them like Goodwill that will take anything.
Yeah.
But it sucks because I paid so much money for those.
But you just pay it
That's
forward.
The price of going to prom.
Honestly, prom's overrated. That can be a whole nother topic. Okay, so also say you want to enjoy all those holiday favorites at your holiday feast, but you don't want the calories. Well, we all know that juicing is a really, really big trend right now. Juicing and smoothies. So you just take, you know, that Christmas turkey and your mashed potatoes and all that stuff. And you just put it into the blender and you mix it all together and it's a smoothie and it's, you know, liquid diet is much lower calorie than solid food. Liquid, it's proven.
Just thinking about a blended up turkey makes me want to vom.
But it's healthy. It's a smoothie, you know?
A meat smoothie.
It's basically a salad. You know, you could put your green bean casserole in there, whatever your favorite Christmas holiday foods are, just put it all in the blender.
I'm about to throw up that Mexican food we just had.
Listen, I'm just giving the people what they need.
Watch, I bet, like, in all seriousness, meat smoothies, that's gonna be a thing.
Because
people are gonna be like, it's protein, it's all protein, no carbs. And they're gonna be drinking freaking turkey juice. But it's not gonna be like juice, it's gonna be like chunky. It's going to be like turkey milk is what it's going to be like.
How do you milk a turkey?
The same way you milk a nut.
I'm trying so hard to act like this isn't gross, but it just, the more I think about it, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Turkey milk.
Another way to stay healthy while you're craving those holiday treats, just soak your celery stalks in a glass of water with peppermint leaves. So that they get the mint flavor instead of having a candy cane. And you just eat it. And then celery has negative calories.
Ooh, so I hate celery. Ooh.
Yeah, but you soak it in the peppermint, right? I don't know.
I know.
Or maybe you just eat straight peppermint leaves.
You should become a dietitian.
These aren't real certified tips that you can find from any dietitian, honestly.
Speaking of candy canes, I saw pickled flavored candy canes and I want them.
Ew.
But I don't think they taste like mint. I think they just straight up taste like pickles.
Yeah. I believe that. Because they have those ones that are like Jolly Rancher flavored.
Those are
good.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not actually a big fan of peppermint.
You don't like to be minty fresh?
I mean, like, if there's a peppermint sitting on someone's desk in a bowl, I'll take it and I'll eat it, but... You know, I don't go out of my way to buy candy canes. But if I'm at Pizza Hut and they have those little cinnamon peppermints,
ooh,
yes, ma'am, I will take one.
That's good. I started laughing because I'm looking at my notes and my next thing just says cry.
Just cry.
But it's because I forgot to keep writing what I was thinking. So it took me a minute and I was like, how is crying a healthy holiday tip?
Just cry. Cry so much that you lose all your water weight.
Honestly, try it out. Holidays can be a very emotional time. No, what I meant to say was, you know, the cryotherapy is a big trend, right? Where it freezes all your fat or something and helps you recover. So if you are fortunate enough to live in a town where it snows, you just go outside naked and just roll
just
around
lay
in
the
snow. And it probably has the same benefits as cryotherapy.
Yeah, until you catch hypothermia.
But you'll only do it for like a minute or however long they put you in the thing.
However long you can go without getting hypothermia.
Yeah. So, okay, maybe don't do that because you might die and I don't want to be sued. However, it could work. my final one, which honestly could be actual real fun, okay? I've done this before. I'm serious. So, have you ever seen the movie Friends with Benefits?
No.
Okay. I recommend it. It's starring Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. It's really cute. And one time, it was like a summer and I was bored. So I looked up and found this Friends with Benefits movie workout game. So like, you know those movie drinking games where it's like every time they say this, drink. It's like every time that they say this, you do some push-ups. So you can, you know, make up your own Christmas movie workout game. Anytime someone doesn't believe in Santa, you know, you do some crunches. When they talk about a Christmas miracle, you do the jumping jacks. I don't know.
Lovely, but I do not want to spend my movie time working out.
I know. I'm just, listen, if you're going to ruin the holidays by trying to be healthy, basically that's what I'm getting at. Don't worry about it. Okay? But also,
just drink your turkey milk and eat your cookies.
Well, those are all my tips.
I actually have two.
Oh, the hater has some tips.
So basically, if you want to lose a lot of water weight and you want to sweat all those toxins out, just put on an entire Santa suit and run on the treadmill for as long as you can.
13 miles.
Basically like wearing a sauna suit, but okay. You'll be festive in your Santa suit.
Yeah. No, I think that's good.
Okay.
Sure you maybe like stay hydrated while you do it.
No, don't.
Okay. Well, I just don't want to.
Don't drink any water. Actually, go ahead and drink some espresso so you can keep yourself dehydrated. And you'll just rinse out all your water weight. You may pass out, but you'll be fine. You'll wake up. I do it all the time.
Yeah, Destiny's having some episodes.
I have some pass out spells. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow.
Hashtag pray for Destiny.
I'm fine. Next thing, buy the biggest fruitcakes you can find and use them as your dumbbells.
Ooh.
And then you can work out while you're watching your
Christmas movie. Yeah.
With your fruitcakes.
The denser, the better.
What's your opinion on fruitcakes?
I've never had it, and I think it scares me.
It's disgusting. Doesn't taste like cake whatsoever. My grandpa eats them. It's like dried, dirty fruit. And it's not even like dried, dirty fruit in a cake. It's just like dried, dirty fruit stuck together. I don't know why they call it cake. It's disgusting.
Can I make it?
They throw nuts in there.
I'm going to try and make it.
Go for it.
I'm going to see which tastes better, my fruitcake or my rice cake gingerbread house.
I would honestly say the rice cake gingerbread house.
Honestly, I kind of like rice cakes.
I love rice cakes. Okay. I love things with no flavor that taste like cardboard.
Mm.
I'm not joking. I love plain rice, plain noodles, plain rice cakes.
Do you put anything on it?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes you just want a piece of cardboard in your mouth.
Yeah, sometimes you want to be really bland. Honestly, that's kind of how Cheerios are.
Yeah, I don't like cereal, though.
I think we talked about this, and I was like, that's weird. Anyways. But yeah, I think those are some good tips, some good starters.
If you're trying to get healthy for the holidays.
Yeah. Or, you know, you can walk around the mall, do some mall walking while you Christmas shop.
Shove people out of the way.
Yeah. And do some curls with your shopping bags. Ooh, biceps.
I don't think there's anything I hate more, and we've talked about this last time, than going to stores during the holidays. I think I'm going to try to do all my Christmas shopping online. But I'm pretty sure I heard today, if you don't order by the 12th, then you're probably not going to get your stuff at Christmas.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on online at this point.
Well, my family may just have to wait till after Christmas.
Unrelated to these tips, but another one, if you do order online, and then it doesn't get by Christmas, you just print a picture of what you got them, and then you put that under the tree.
Put it in a box.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You'll get this later. And that way they still get to open something, sort of.
Wow, that's a great idea.
I'm so resourceful.
I'm really excited about our next episode we're doing.
What's our next one?
Conspiracy Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I just forgot about it. Is Santa real, or has he been an imposter this whole time?
Is President Obama really Santa? Find out next. Some of them, we're doing like really outrageous conspiracy theories, and I'm really excited to share them with everyone. Because
I'm excited too.
Most people don't know, I'm like a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Ooh. Okay, well, I'm excited. I'm not going to do any research. I'm just going to let you tell me
I'll take over.
Okay, well, make sure you tune into next episode, because this is going to be fun.
Thank you so much for listening. And go ahead and like and subscribe on Google Play, Audio Boom, Apple Podcast, and go follow us on Instagram @21andUpPodcast. We'll see you next week.